Let's see. Have you had a chance to look just at the like safety and pallet stuff? I don't know if there's any lines and bales that you folks wanted to add.
I'm fine. I'm just veiled racism.
And yeah, I don't know. Okay, cool. You started. I see you've started to fill some stuff out here, so. Excellent. David, did you do any more edits? I had gone through your gargoyle document and sort of made a thing in the over in the playbook sheet with it, as far as you had ch made changes.
I have made some changes and I've been trying to copy and paste them over so they're
Okay.
same. And like I'm totally fine with changing anything. These are just like first stabs, like I wanted to be a little different from the wolf, but not too much that'd be completely different. Yeah.
Yeah, the only sort of I guess kind of broad question I had was just a more almost around a like the characterizations in the of circles and sort of night is typically like is often focused more on kind of immediate power as opposed to power, which is for sort of long-term power focus. And I wasn't sure where your sort of gargoyle with the like I wasn't I wanted I wanted to just double check with you about how you were thinking about the gargoyle and how that played in. What does it fit? The wolf is night. There it is a very sort of immediate focus, physical presence kind of. But it was less clear that the gargoyle was. I don't know if you had
Sure.
thoughts on that.
I didn't have any long-term thoughts because I wasn't sure what your ideas for the game were or anything like that. So totally flexible. I mean, I guess in terms of like power of presence in the city, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, I think that's fine. I think we'd leave it leave it as night. I think we have, yeah, I guess Carrie was our other knight character, and he is going to be out for these 2 weeks, so that's a fine I think leaving you in night is should work fine. Let's see. Oh, those didn't copy over. I have some like automation in the notebooks, but something didn't quite like the transformation and domain blocks didn't. Oh no, that's right. I think I hadn't. Those aren't copying over. That's why. They're intended for a manual copy and paste because they've got like you have to edit some of the I don't know this would, okay, so that's that I think will work fine. Let's see. Oh, I should invite you guys to the Miro board. Oh, you're already in the Miro board, or at least Steven is. Did you catch the David, I don't know if you caught the link to the Miro board. It was I think I might have pinned it to the
Is in the Slack.
yeah I think it,
You had posted it, but I needed to request access before you gave me anything, before I could get in.
okay, yeah, if you click the maps link in the top of the DM like thread, That'll take you to it, and you might need to do the like access request thing. I think I also posted a like, I don't know, there was a like, I think I had an invite link that I posted up Thread somewhere too, but I've lost track. Oh yeah, here. I was partly just wondering if you'd had any thoughts, David, around location for your domain, and the map has some the map has some sort of stuff marked.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that to load.
Cool.
And then I can zoom in on that. What hubs are we using again?
We're
I
using
think
the
your
downtown
mic
hub.
is up. It's not down in front of your face. Or no, it is. Okay. You're very quiet. Let me change my volume. How's that? Can you hear me?
No, you're still super quiet compared to Kale.
Huh. You guys sound pretty similar levels, so that's confusing.
Yeah. Same here.
Okay.
Right. Is what, I'm sorry, what hubs are we using?
We're using the downtown hub.
Downtown hub? Okay. So there's probably like a shopping mall or an old cathedral or something like that.
Yeah, a thought I had had is that so in the fiction so far, there is a and I say this and I'm a little bit not sure if it actually is going to be useful for tying you in yet, but so we're setting in we're set in Boston. I don't know how familiar you are with Boston, if at all, but it's sort of fine. If you look at the map, the thing labeled Ani's store, is her store is under Old South Church. Now, Ani is a connection of Carrie's, and I don't know that she has any sort of immediate connections to the rest of the cast yet. But Red's apartment, which is in a like high rise that's, you know, right next to Old South Church, is likely to come into play at least a fair amount in the next, at least in this upcoming episode. Like several of the characters are on their way there, and so that's an option. There's also a werewolf pack that I have not quite situated yet, as far as like where their territory is. That, but it's probably somewhere in somewhere more kind of a little bit further north near Carey's Harbor, that is also sort of immediately in play. So I think those could all be options, I guess.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with what, 'cause we're only going to be there like a couple episodes. So I'm totally fine with you sticking me whatever makes sense and the other players are comfortable with. Yeah, whether it's a high rise or an old city building or whatever, I'm totally fine with it.
It certainly could be fun to have you have your domain be that so the high rise that Red's apartment in also has a like so Red is our oracle. And his patron is in the like penthouse suite of that same apartment. So that could certainly be an interesting, like, that could be an easy connection there if if that is also sort of your domain and maybe you have some interactions with Percival, you know, as a kind of, you know, status two individual in that same area.
Yeah, that
That
works for
could be
me.
an easy way to tie you into the storyline.
Let's go there.
Cool. All right, so we'll put that in the notes that I'm making. You do have a name. Okay. I think that's Millennium Tower. Is what that's actually what the building was actually called. Yeah. Millennium Tower. So we'll say that's your domain. Let me find the link to it, link again, and I'll tag you. I posted, I don't know if you guys have access to the book, but there, the downtown hub, each of the hubs has like a list of residents and relationships that where they'll have like a resident that owes you a debt, and then also a relationship that you kind of tack on to one of the other cast members. So I'll just tag you guys in the where I posted that the other day, if you want to take a look at that. And then I guess, so you've got some things to pick around your domain and your transformation, it mm-hmm. looks like.
Yep.
Okay. Steven, we haven't talked as much about your character. So we've got, so you're going to be a tainted, oh yeah, you were talking about the Maman as the, or Mammon. I don't know. I don't think we've landed on a pronunciation.
I call her Auntie Mame.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that using her as your, how do they refer to it? Is she your patron as well? That's probably, oh, your dark patron. That'll probably work well. The connections that she sort of already has, connections to the gallery that that Dara works for. So I think we can probably, like, again, sort of link you up to the other cast that way. And also canonically, well, okay, actually, I guess that's there was another tainted character that showed up in the relationships, or in the residence, Akiko Tanaka, who I guess has the sort of more direct ties to the gallery. So Auntie Mame could be, we could probably tie you in really anywhere in the story, depending on how you want to flavor your character.
And who owns the gal? Whose character right. is associated with the gallery? Because I'm confused here.
Yes, sorry. Elle's character, Dara okay. Pickman, who is the aware, works at the gallery.
Okay.
And her character has some other, you know, sort of some connections to the only wild faction we have on the board right now, which is the Pickman Foundation, sort of by way of her grandfather, and that's sort of been her introduction to the supernatural is through investigating that Pickman Foundation. Who we don't have, we haven't really hit cast members for them yet, although Carrie was about to run into someone as he sort of went off screen at the end of the last session. So there could be a potential tie-in there. They are sort of canonically a demonic. I say canonically in my head canon, they're a demonic faction. But we haven't seen much of them yet. So, but yeah, I mean, uh, Mammon really is a demon of greed. I think you've got a there's a lot of there's a wide range of places you could go with that. As far as her, what she might be, what or what they might be looking for. Okay, see. Sorry, I'm just trying to. I was just going to check out the moves you'd picked.
But yes, I'm playing Mismash, and I run a little club of not too ill repute, the Demon Queen, for our little auntie for our little auntie Mame back there.
So,
I give a little song number every now and then that's to die for.
nice. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's. We did have a. In backstory, I think it was in. I think it was a sort of Dara and Carrie re connection. That. Dara's sister had been involved, had been working at the Fours, which is a an old was an old bar in Boston. But there were people disappearing from there that ended up being a, some sort of demonic something was the so perhaps there could be a tie in there, or we could potentially we could just potentially have her sister stumbling into yet another sticky situation to pull you into
Well,
that
I
to pull
mean, of
your
course, you know, to not Akiko. Her taste in souls is the same as her taste in handbags. They're non-existent.
I guess you folks want to just like do a quick like I guess go through the your sort of I guess just kind of think through your the choices around like your domain and transformation and patron and such. Give you a few minutes on those. I think the playbook list also has the your intro questions in it on
Yeah.
line 9. What did you say Miss Mash's bar was called or club?
Oh, the Demon Queen, of course.
Right. That's right. I forgot that line in Dara's sister's bio, which is recovering party girl. So I do think the I think she's going to have to be showing up at the Queen at some point.
Let's see here.
See, so David, it looks like you picked the status 3 NPC wants your domain. Did you have any particular thoughts on the flavor of that conflict you want, or is that dealer's choice in your mind?
And that's dealer's choice.
Cool. All right,
Yeah.
I will.
Whoever's wanting it.
Yeah, I'll try and figure out who will be most interesting there. Yeah, I'm pretty tempted to just use my existing status 3 knight character, Gus Endicott, mostly because he already has some kind of territorial conflicts staged in the story, and I think setting that up will make for once Carrie comes back, that remains an interesting conflict, since we've said Percival lives in your building, who's patron for Red, and then Gus is tied into Carrie's whole storyline as well, so we can get them to butt heads. So I think
so, is it Percival as in like King Arthur Percival?
No. What's his Percival? Well, I mean, could be Percival Crown and Shield is his name. He is a vampire. I think we decided not status 3. He is a vampire wizard in the power faction. We haven't gotten a whole lot of backstory, except sorry, David, I just saw your question. Except sort of as it's come through with like his relationship with Red. To your question about the city hub sheet, I don't have a like an actual filled in version. That's a good thought. I've got notes. I can tell you what the who we sort of already have in play for it, though, if I can find the sheet again. Let's see. So currently, actually the resident section all show up in the debts map that I have to the left of the physical map as well. But Red has a debt on Miss Lane. Mrs. Lane. Dancy has a debt on Dinesh Chopra. Carrie has a debt on Cyril, and Dara has a debt on Akiko Tanaka. So the open ones are Maya, Tan, G, and Blessing. Oh, and then the relationship. Let's see which ones of those were. I think Carrie used the. Carrie had fallen for a successful shop owner. I think Dara's boss was the target of a powerful ghost. Dara and Red go shopping at the fairy market, and Red and Dancy, I think, gotten into an argument over there and over Red's involvement with Percival, an elder vampire. So I think the open ones there are the one about delivery work, the legendary artifact, the ex-spouse, and the downtown artifact trade. Now, I expect for the relationships, we'll probably want to, just like with the initial debt questions, we should probably plan to just cover those at the start of next session. Tomorrow, I guess. Come right up. Just because they involve the other characters as well and the other players.
Okay, so which one? I there was a lot of information there. So which
Yes,
residents are
sorry.
still available?
The residents that are still available are Maya, an oracle working with the downtown market. Tan, a flesh-eating vamp with an appetite for wandering tourists. G, a ghost. And Blessing, a fae, outside the aquarium.
I like Maya Lopez.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna go add you guys to the debt map. I'm gonna have to restructure it probably, but
I mean, I'm. I'm fine with having a connection with Tan, and I mean, I don't like Taurus either. If he wants to eat a few that stop by my club, really, it just helps. It helps the general vibe of the place, improves it immensely.
perfect.
Or are we just using the Miro board to track debt?
We've sort of been doing a bit of a double entry. Most people have like a debts owed and debts held in their like section in their notes.
Okay.
And then I've just been trying to put the Miro board, use the Miro board as well, just to, I don't know, give another way to see the relationships. And what is it that that Maya owes Morgan for?
I think, if this makes sense, what if Morgan has secured an apartment in the building for her?
Nice. Cool. Okay. So I would just, I guess as far as like the starting debt questions, probably just think through where, like who of the other characters you think might work. And I can certainly answer questions based on if you have any like questions about them, I can answer those tonight just to give us a good starting point. I do have to say the someone lives in your domain benefiting from your protection is a red's a shoe-in for that one since we already have
That's
canon about that.
totally that's I'm totally fine with that.
And Dancy, well, Dancy's more likely to be someone you teamed up with and then got in over your head simply because she's been in the sort of supernatural realm longer and is more of our fighty type. Although I suppose you could have gotten into a more of a social over your head with Dara.
Let's see. I like the idea of getting over my head socially with Dara.
I should also note here, if I can add it to the mirror if you haven't yet. At the start already, Maman has 3 debt on me,
Ah,
just
that's
by
right.
default.
Yep.
And you have, as Maman, an extra use for it. You can just spend it to give me corruption.
I did see that.
Yeah.
So, would it make, are we doing all of these starting debts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Would it,
probably, sorry, go
yeah.
ahead.
Would it make sense for Dancy to be the someone intervening on my behalf when I cross the powerful figure from another circle?
Yeah. She's got a lot of, so her, she's tied in with a faction called Euthanatos. That's a a power faction. I'm not sure what sort of I'm trying to think through. Their sort of deal is that they are trying to police and control folks doing sort of necromancy or kind of boundaries of life and death type magic. So I'm not sure how you might have crossed them in that regard, but I'm not sure in what context you might have crossed someone from Euthanatos that Dancy could have intervened. But you could probably talk to them tomorrow, try and figure that out too. Miss M's debts are not jumping out at me quite as quite an obvious way, I have to
I'm
say.
I'm certain I've GM'd for the character Red enough times that I'm certain he's hapless enough to stumble into like half of these.
Uh-huh. Hapless is a good description. Potentially. The you protecting someone from a dark power could potentially be with Dara.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Given her sort of ongoing connection with the Pikmin Foundation, which is the only other like dark power that we've got in the fiction so far. That one could feel fairly natural. And then frankly, Dancy, you having hurt someone that Dancy knows is would not be out of keeping with that with her either. So that could be a good combination. Cool. So my thought as far as tomorrow goes was mostly just to do like a kind of character intros for the two of you. Did you have a chance or did you watch either of the videos that I had posted with either the session zero or the first session that we played?
I have listened to session zero. I'm starting to listen to the first session.
Okay.
I should be able to get listened to in the sum of session zero.
Okay. Yeah, I just mostly was trying to figure out whether we should do like sort of character intros all the way around or if you'd have had a chance to kind of catch up.
Is there anything that you think we should know before tomorrow?
There's probably things that you should know, but I can't think of any off the top of my head. I mean, as far as sort of where we left, so the sort of state of play as of the like end of the first session was Red has been kidnapped by Stella Volkoff's wolf pack. Stella is a
That boy has gets kidnapped every week.
Stella is a friend of Red's, but in sort of heavy air quotes. She was trying to convince him to kind of distance from his patron Percival and come help her. And in any event, he was abducted. There is a and then basically Dara and Dancy are on their way to meet Percival to sort of enlist his help in rescuing Red from these werewolves. There's a whole other thread with Carrie and the Pikmin Foundation, but I think that that one's going to be on pause since Carrie is out. So I think probably figuring out how best to tie the both of you in with that, with the ongoing wolf plot line, makes sense. I think Morgan is a sort of a shoe-in, given that you're in the building with Red and Percival. I'd have a less I haven't really figured out what how Miss Mash might tie in yet into this sort of early action.
It'll work out. We just need to talk it out with the other characters.
Yeah, I think that's fine too. I guess the other caveat is mostly just that this is my first time GMing Urban Shadows in a long time, so I am still sort of getting myself up to speed on it. So hopefully I can get everything get everything humming.
There are a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah.
I hadn't played second edition until a few weeks ago as a one shot, and we actually did 1.5 slots. The first just to make characters, and the next was to actually play the game.
Yep.
And wow, so much material.
Yeah. The like notes coming out of session zero. It was like we did session zero and then had a bunch of like, we didn't even get through character creation in that. Like we got, I think halfway through deaths. And so then it like spilled over into Slack and like, just, you know, notes galore. And then like I think we skipped a whole week after that because of the eclipse. And I just like spent all of that time just like trying to, how do I sort of tie these together into a sort of something, some sort of functional whole. So, which was fun, but it's a lot. There's a lot going on. Yeah, so I guess I don't have anything specifically more. I think you guys are pretty well set for pretty well prepped for tomorrow. I don't know if you had any other questions before we hop off.
So I'm trying to answer my intro questions here, and I've just put TBD for who's the most important person in the domain.
Sure.
So I feel like a lot of this could just like double up too much on the same characters.
Yeah.
And so my other question is, what do you desperately crave outside your domain? So I've been to Boston a couple times, but I don't know Boston. What's like the creature comfort that you could not get in around this building.
My dirty secret is I live outside of Boston, but I actually like spend very little time in downtown sort of Boston area. So
By
I'm a
like
little bit
creature
like,
comfort, what do you mean here? Do you mean like foods or?
yeah, like something mundane, but that you just can't get like in my domain. I have to leave to get it.
Well, so one option there is like quiet or solitude, right? Like the that you are in a it is a very busy part of Boston, and it's going to have,
Sure.
everyone's going to be running around all the time. So that there so that would be an option. You certainly could do I mean, there's the you're like I was going to say sort of natural stuff, but you're not far from either the sort of the Boston Common. I think also the Greenway is not like the Greenway is on the other side. So there's like there's a little bit of that, but sort of like if you wanted like true if you wanted to say something around, kind of nature or like any nature you're gonna find in and around your domain is gonna be like within sight of cars and city and the city.
Sure,
So
sure.
that could be an option.
Yeah, I guess I don't have any other questions, and I'm sure we'll flesh out any gaps we have as we play. Steven, are you good?
I couldn't really hear you, but I think you
Oh,
said, are you
are
good?
you good? I don't know
Yeah, I'm
what's up
good.
with. Okay.
I mostly have a handle on my character. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. All right. I will send out, I'll probably try, well, maybe I'll just set up the StreamYard thing once we get off, so that I have a link to send out. But yeah, I'll shoot out the link sometime before tomorrow evening. I think you're all set up with everything other than that. So
Awesome.
there's a dice roller in the safety tab. Yeah, I think that's it. So thanks for hopping on and working through this ahead of time, and look forward to seeing where things go.
Right. Take care.
All right.
Bye.